start at verse 1 to 6. And it says, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found a stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the woman bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. You might think talking about Easter is a bit premature, but Easter is the day we as Christians celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the most significant event that ever took place in the history of our faith. So tonight, I want us to see the hope that we as Christians have in Jesus Christ. And it's because the message of the resurrection of Christ has something for everyone, believer and unbeliever alike. So what about the resurrection of Jesus? Well, it's a message, but not just one message. Firstly, it's a message of salvation to all those who are lost and without hope in this life. Secondly, it's also a message of hope to all who have failed God in one way or another. Thirdly, it's a message of a restored faith and belief to those who had given up. Fourthly, it's a message of joy and peace to those who are sinking in self-pity and despair. Fifthly, it's a message of purpose and destiny to those who are without direction and meaning in their lives. Sixthly, it's a message of Christ's compassion and mercy in his dealings with us also. And lastly, it's a message of just who Christ is and what he means to each of us tonight. But when we look back at the situation here that we're talking about in Luke 24, the disciples seem to have failed to see the true nature of Christ prior to his death. They would have went through all the emotions and feelings that I've mentioned in those six short messages there. And not just the disciples and followers in the past, but we today have the same common emotions that we each deal with from time to time. So what are these emotions that we feel today? Well, it could be a case of being in despair, or a sense of loss or failure, a sense of hopelessness, and dare I say it, a loss of faith. It could be depression or a loss of purpose in our lives. So what should be our desire be? It should be that we allow the message of the resurrection to minister and heal the areas in our lives that need attention. Sometimes we tend to forget that through the power of Christ's resurrection, he is able to touch us and heal us today. And tonight, as we go through this message, we will be able to grasp the significance of just what took place on that momentous day, a momentous week, not just that day, but a week in history. So the week of Christ's death, burial and resurrection was a week that began with excitement and great expectations for the early followers. If we remember, they were ready to crown him as their king. They shouted hosannas, laid cloaks on the floor as he was entering in. But it soon changed, didn't it? Their hopes and their expectations were crushed because of his death. And their belief in Christ would have also been shattered even after his resurrection, because they were slow to believe and were losing faith. in Matthew 26, verse 56, it tells us, they forsook him. It also tells us in the NIV Bible, is the same, it says, then all the disciples deserted him and fled. The shop forgot what they had seen him do and what he had done in those years after they were with him. They had lost hope in the one who came to redeem them. Peter shows us just how far they had fallen. He was in despair, tells us, even in denial. He denied knowing the Christ. In verse 75 of Matthew 26, at the end it says, he went out and wept bitterly. His heart was broken. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to go on. The disciples had given up all to follow Jesus, and now they were filled with despair. It could be bitterness as well for what they had given up. They no longer had the direction or the meaning of life that they had experienced during them 3 years that they had spent with Jesus. They were lost and without hope. They were in need of their Saviour once again. But as we know, on that day, everything was about to change. They had forgotten just what had been told to them. If only they dared to believe again. That's the problem. They had lost their faith. They had lost the belief in what Jesus had told them in those 3 years. The beautiful thing about the resurrection of Jesus, though, was that he understood and he sympathised with their weakened condition. And Jesus is looking at us today, and he is sympathising with the weaknesses of our condition, our condition of heart, our condition of soul and body. And Jesus does the same for us today, doesn't he? He knows what's going on in our lives and just what we need. So as we begin to look at how Jesus went about restoring their faith and trust in him, I want us to see the compassion and understanding that Christ exercises in mending broken souls today. First off, he begins to plant and replant the seeds of truth in people's lives. It says, yeah, the empty tomb speaks of the faith and belief. And this is our reminder of what Jesus said concerning rising from the dead. Verse 7 says, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day he was raised again. They had forgotten what he had already told them. That was the problem. They had forgotten what he had told them. Also in Luke 24, verses 9 to 11 says, when they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them. He told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. You know, that just seemed two angels. Their Lord had been taken away from them. They didn't know where anybody had moved them to. I think I would be babbling and talking nonsense at the time, because they were confused. But they forgot what he had told them. The woman go back to share with the disciples what was seen and heard. But their words must have seemed like idle tales. It must have been really strange for them. But here, this was Jesus. They had seen it. They had been spoken to by the angels. But the seed was planted. And you know, Peter, even though he was in denial before, it says, He ran to the tomb. Was it his doubt still, that he doubted the women about what had happened? Was it the doubt that it had happened and he didn't believe? Or was it the need to investigate? Was it true? what he had been told by the women. But what would have happened if Peter had not believed when he got there? His life would have ended there and then, in bitterness and resentment, let down for the second time, he would have thought. But he resisted his doubts and he dared to believe again, just as you and me must do at times when we are low and the devil is having his way. And it is when we do this that God is faithful to us by opening the scriptures to us for our understanding, replanting the seed, planting and replanting. We also see this in the two men on the road to Emmaus. They had the scriptures, it says, open to them by Jesus as they walked and talked with him. So tonight, in order for us to believe in Jesus and have a fuller revelation of him and his will in our lives, we must have our understanding of his word revealed to us again as well. We must have those seeds, do we say, replanted back into us. Verses 45 and 46 says, then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Sometimes it's great to have the scriptures opened up to us once again. You know, and our pastor does that every time he ministers to us, and Ian and Norman and Sandra as well. Every time the word is ministered to us, the scriptures are opened to us. It opens our minds. It opens our hearts as well. You know, and this is what sustains us. It sustains our faith more than personal experiences. We can all talk about experiences that we've had in life, but they fade away. But our experience with Jesus is something so special that it can't fade. It can't dim. And it will never leave us if we are faithful to him. You know, the word of God never fades, or it never dims in our understanding. But we have to have it in our minds and in our hearts. It is then when Jesus becomes real to us, because we can see him as he wants us to see him. The living, resurrected Christ in our lives. God's desire for us is that we understand so that we can see and experience his fullness in our lives, and that we will be fully equipped with every good thing that he has called us into for this life. So in conclusion, I want to encourage us to dare to believe God for what is needed in our lives. You know, it doesn't matter how much we have sinned, how many times we have failed him, or how many times we have closed our hearts to him. Our God never changes. He will still be there. We said it before, Bonnie said it, I said it. He will stay beside us. He will never leave us. He will always be there. We have to have that understanding. Yes, the disciples had something better than we had. They spent time with him. But we have something better than what they had at that time. We have the Spirit with us as well. And I'm just one verse and one chorus I just want to read. And it's hymn 52, and it says, God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave, that's what we've got to remember, that grave is empty because of us, because he rose again to give us new life. An empty grave is there to prove my Saviour lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. If that grave was never empty, if that tombstone had never been rolled away, would we still be understanding Christ? Or would there be any understanding? And what we've got to think about is, he went to that cross for one thing, for the love of each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. Amen.